Hello, you are listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is your co-host, Chloe.
And Natalie. And we have a lot going on today. Today's my last show for a while, because I'm heading back to school in September. I won't be able to be here. Chloe will continue the show by herself. We have a couple guests or multiple guests on the show today. We're going to start things off by spinning a song called Sunlight Fading Away by Pigeon Park. They're a Vancouver five-piece. This is their new single, and we're really enjoying their mix of like kind of polished elements with garage rock. It's available on iTunes if you'd like to purchase it. Once again, Sunlight Fading Away by Pigeon Park.
Another stab and skim the surface. I'll sell out to the crowd, it must be worth it. I just won't think about it or do a thing about it. Can't step in a game of Russian roulette.
That was Sunlight Fading Away by Pigeon Park. This is the Permanent Rain Radio with Chloe and Natalie. And before we forget, just shout out to our grandma. It's Chloe and I's grandma's birthday this week, and she's supposed to be listening. So happy early birthday.
Happy birthday.
And yeah, we have a guest in studio with us right now. Rhea Jade is here.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. So you've been very busy. In addition to being a TV show host and a musician, you also host an annual event now, the Everia Thing Wall of Stars Awards Night.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so the Wall of Stars Night, it's an awards night, basically, that we started holding it last year, and then we are having another one this year. And it features all sorts of different things. We award people for the great things that they've been doing in their community, which is usually youth. We have a lot of actors that we've guested over the show, and we like to recognize them for the work that they've done over time since we've guested them. And we also started having a songwriting competition last year called The Star Experience. And at the awards night, we also announced the winners of that competition as well.
Yeah, so let's talk a bit about the Star Experience Canada. Of course, it's a great showcase for these singer-songwriters. Natalie, you went last year. It was a really good time. I know a few of them, the ones who won first, second, and third last year, will be performing as well. What kind of music can people expect at the awards night? What's the, like, I know there's a lot of diverse artists.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think that people will be able to hear all sorts of music, different genres. Our third place winner, she's got this like really cool quirky pop kind of vibe, very instrumental, like Sarah Bareilles. And our second place winner, he's awesome, like this like indie folk rock kind of guy. I'll be performing as well, so I'll be providing some like pop rock alternative kind of grooves. And what's great about the Star Experience is that we're also having our other other competitors perform that night, and they're all also from different genres. We have a group number, we have some indie artists, folk, some country, rock, and we have a rapper this year as well. So I think that it's going to be a night full of surprises for sure. And as one of the semi-finalist judges, I was able to see like how talented these kids are, and I'm really excited for everyone else to hear them too.
Yeah, the music scene, really, like, people are starting really young, and it's really thriving no matter what people say, like, the local scene. So how hard was it to like choose the different artists who would be playing?
Yeah, it's very difficult, especially because everyone is so young that's entering the competition. But the reason why I made the competition in the first place is, like, you know, in the United States, they have X Factor, and they had American Idol, and they have America's Got Talent, and all these places to showcase what you can do. But in Canada, it's a little bit harder. So I wanted to be able to make sure that everyone has an opportunity to sing and show the world what they have. It's definitely very difficult to cut down from a certain amount of people to a smaller group. But I think that just, even if I was a competitor, just getting to get your things heard by even one more person, it really means a lot just to push yourself out there more and more.
That's amazing. And you mentioned that you'll be performing as well. You recently released an EP, Miss mm-hmm. Volcano. What can you tell us about that? How was that whole recording process like? Because I know when we talked to you last, it was still in the making and you were still working on new music. And now that it's out, how does it feel?
It's amazing to have it finally out. A lot of people on the internet get so, they laugh at artists who listen to their own music and they'll like zoom in on pictures of Justin Bieber and be like, he's listening to Purpose on his phone. But I think I do that shamelessly because you get this idea that just starts in your head, and then when it's finally turned into something that you can physically purchase and listen to, it's like your child. So I do listen to my own music, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. I feel like until now, my music is still constantly evolving, like any other artist and their work. But I feel like Miss Volcano, it's a collection of a bunch of songs that I've written over the years that I feel truly express who I am. And I'm really excited for more people to hear it over time. And I'm still writing, so I'm excited also to launch some new music, hopefully by the end of this year.
Have you found that your sound has even evolved since Miss Volcano and like the new stuff you're working on? Is it similar or a little different already?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there are some tracks on Miss Volcano, like the title track itself and Number One and Let Me Go and Love Again. Those are some tracks that I feel are very similar to what I write now. But then there's some of the older tunes on there, like there's Aphrodite's Child and even Toxic Love, which I had the honor of playing here for you guys last time I came in, that I feel aren't as much me as I was before. But I guess it's like growing up. You slowly change over time, and then eventually you fill in the shoes that you're supposed to wear.
Definitely. I guess it's all still like a piece of what you're taking it with you as mm-hmm. you move forward in your sound.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're going to play a second song now. When we come back, we'll be talking with Rhea a bit more about Everrhea Thing, the new plans for episodes in the fall, and a bit more about the Wall of Stars Awards night. Natalie, do you want to introduce the track?
Yeah, this song is called Gravel to Tempo by Haley Kiyoko. She's a, I believe, LA-based, California-based musician. She was actually here not too long ago. The other week she opened for Mike Snow.
I was so upset, couldn't go. But her music sounds great. She was recently in CSI Cyber, if anyone
wants. Oh, yeah, she's an actress as well. And, yeah, this track is off her new EP, Citrine, which should be out this fall.
Thinking I'm a monster in love.
Hello. So once again, that was Gravel to Tempo by Hayley Kiyoko. Once again, we have Rhea Jane in studio with us.
Hi.
So let's talk a bit about, let's wrap up with Wall of Stars Awards tonight. You know, we know you have a lot of hosts coming in, people who have appeared on your show before, like Maitreya Skarwinier, Mitchell Cummin, Tessa Muzarakis, Peter Bundick. So how awesome is it to, you know, these people not only guested on your show, but they're your friends and they get to kind of do this with you? And how has that whole planning process been and leading up to the awards night?
It's really exciting. Having such a supportive team with us, both on stage and behind the scenes, it's really great because we've formed this like connection that goes past some friendship, but even family. And like Mitchell Cummin, amazing actor. He's like my little brother. We'll be missing him this year, but we will have Maitreya, Peter, and Tessa. And getting to work with them is amazing. I'm going to be co-hosting with the second place winner of last year's Star Experience, Richard Tickleman, who's also an amazing artist, fun guy. And I can't wait for everyone else to see the personalities and get to know them as much as I do. So
yeah, what are some of the awards like you'll be giving out at the show? Can you summarize any of them? I know a lot of things to do with, you know, youth achievement in different areas.
Yeah, we've got like based off of the show, we have like best workshop, favorite episode, and then when it comes to the community, we have things like the Brightest Star Award, which is like basically how much you've achieved since we last saw you, and also I don't remember what it's called, but it's also for basically your almost inspiring story. We have some amazing stories and entries that we've gotten in, and it's just really inspirational to see how these young people have been able to overcome their challenges in life, and it's really uplifting. Yeah,
that's awesome. And I don't think we mentioned the date yet, but so I'll just say it now, but the Ever Rhea Thing Wall of Stars Awards night will be August 27th at the Rio Theater. And you can buy tickets online and also at the door as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and so you also host a show on Shaw Multicultural, the Ever Rhea Thing show.
Mm-hmm.
And so there will be new episodes coming up this fall.
Yeah, we've been recording a couple episodes. We have a lot in store for you guys. Some exciting workshops coming in. Anyone that watches the show is going to know how terrifying they are. It's kind of like when Ellen plays games with her guests. We usually time them too, so it's extremely terrifying, even for me. And you guys do your quick fire thing. We do that as well. We have some more actors coming up, musicians, a little bit of fashion stuff here and there. So everything is always definitely new. So I'm very excited, and I hope everyone else is excited too.
Yeah, and when can people catch the show?
You can catch the show Mondays at 9:30 in the morning and 8:30 at night on Shaw Channel 116. And we do post our episodes every week after it's been aired on our YouTube channel, which is just Ever Rhea Thing.
Fantastic. So you can definitely catch up on some fun episodes there. We know you do a lot of kind of, like what you were mentioning, fun games with your guests as well, workshops. So you can catch all of that online. Be sure to check it out. Once again, thank you, Rhea, for coming in, talking with us. We hope to have you on again soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah, we're going to play another song now. So this is How to Be a Person by Shane Coisen and the short story Long. So Shane's actually a Canadian spoken word poet and writer, and the short story Long kind of provides the melody backdrop to his spoken word. I saw him perform at the Vogue Theatre last year, and he was great. One of my favorite spoken word artists ever. He'll actually be playing at Rifflandia in Victoria this year, which we can't go to, which is a bummer. It's like September 15th to 18th or something, so after school starts. And yeah, really great song, really great art. Once again, this is How to Be a Person by Shane Coisen and the short story Long.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
How to be a person one. Find your voice. Know that not all languages contain words. Your voice could be music, it could be dance. It will be what expresses you most sincerely. Your voice is an art. If your heart is broken, make art with the pieces. Two, remember that you are an artist. Regardless of how constantly the world will try to drive it out of you, or how a real job will try to bury the part of you that communicates your feelings when language fails, you are an artist. Whether it is with food or building robots, you will know your medium the instant you realize how in love you are with what it brings out of you. Three, apologize. You will not always be right. You will not always be wrong. You will hopefully always be learning. Atonement is a sacrifice of pride. Explanation of why you did what you did or said what you said will not vindicate you. If the cost to heal someone is only your pride, then apologize and be grateful that you received peace at such a bargain. Four, forgive. Realize that some people are still learning. If forgiveness is not possible, then think of everything you have ever wanted to be forgiven for but weren't. Hold that uneasiness in your mind until you feel your desire for absolution becoming a wish. Realize you can grant this wish for others. If you are waiting for forgiveness, be prepared to wait. Be prepared to stand in the path of time and wither. Respect that forgiveness is difficult. Not all trespasses are equal, and not everyone will heal according to your schedule. Five, accept that farting is funny. Granted, not always appropriate and sometimes unpleasant, but if you cannot laugh, if you are more offended by a fart than by war, famine, political corruption, deforestation, racism, sexism, classism, the wrongfully imprisoned, the treatment of women, the foreclosing on homes while banks' debts are forgiven, if a fart offends you more than any of that, then you are not a person and cannot be helped. Join a cult. Have some Kool-Aid. Six, know that love is a vulnerability. But not a weakness. Love is the volunteer in you that raises its hand and steps forward without needing to be rewarded. Love is a currency that functions in reverse because the only way to be wealthy with it is to give more of it away. Seven, don't laugh to fit in. Laughter should be honest. If there is no sincerity in your joy, then your happiness will be a forgery that fools only yourself. To be hated, but be cautious towards those inhabited by hate. You will be hated, regardless of who you are, what you say, or what you do. You will be hated for your successes or your failures, for good looks or bad looks, for intelligence or stupidity. Hate is the child of the hater, nurtured by the beliefs it has fed. You often will have no control over what you are hated for. Know that antipathy becomes the master of its owner. Know that if you are going to be hated regardless of who you are, then be fearless enough to be who you want to be. Hate is no more eloquently articulated than in the poetry of the expression, "Not your fucking problem." Nine, try. The tiniest dream that you try to make happen is worth more than the biggest dream you never attempt. 10, be savagely thankful and continuously in awe of the power you possess. You are alive. Inside of an endless cosmos with the freedom that shines brightest in the dark. Choices. Your choices belong to you so intimately that they will never leave you. They, unlike the changing nature of love or the failing machinery of our bodies, will never abandon you to time. Good or bad, they will stay always. An antique that shows the future who you were and what you stood for. So know that what you choose to stand for is what will inform you of what you've chosen to stand against. So stand. Let each foot crash land into what you believe and plant them there firmly so they may take root in your convictions. And stand.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come out to Dance Sport BC's Summer Dance Series. Starting June 24th to September 2nd, there will be free lessons, shows, and social dancing from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. every Friday under the domes at Robson Square. Everyone is welcome. No partner experience is required. There will be lessons for beginners and shows put on by dance professionals and local dance schools. For more information, visit their website at dancesportbc.com.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Hello, you're listening to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Apparently, our grandma wasn't listening earlier, so we're just going to say happy early birthday again. And yeah. Hawking is in the studio with us. They're going to talk a little bit later about all the cool stuff they've been working on. We're going to spin one more track. First, this is Lungs by the Airs. They're an LA-based band fronted by brother and sister duo Brandon and Savannah Hudson. They released quite a bit of music under their own name before, but now they
were on America's Got Talent as
yeah.
well.
And now they have a band behind them. They played at Warped Tour all summer long, and caught their set, and they
recap,
were great.
It was a lot of fun. We did a few interviews. We posted one of them with Australian punk band With Confidence,
and there'll be interviews with Against the Current and The Main coming soon.
But we were really surprised. This is the first time we've seen The Airs as their full band live, and it was really great. Definitely recommend it. The song wasn't released as part of an EP yet. I think it was just kind of a single.
But they've been working on lots of new stuff, so hopefully sometime soon. Once again, this is Lungs by The Airs.
Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe in.
Hello, this is the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. The song you just heard was Lungs by The Airs, and we have Hawking in studio with us today.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Really good. How about you guys?
Good, thank you. Can you guys introduce yourselves? There's a lot of people for people who are
listening. Sure. You can't see us, but my name's Tom. I'm the lead singer and rhythm guitarist.
And my name is Chris. I'm the bassist.
I'm Saul. I play guitar.
I'm Chart. I drum and sing stuff.
Awesome. So you guys have been very busy as of late, and you guys are putting out a new single on Friday. Can you tell us a bit about that?
We are. The single's called Comfortable. God, I don't even know what I can say about it. We've been working our butts off on this for a long, long time, this is going to be our first proper music video for a single that we're releasing, so we're excited about that. It looks great. We worked with Pixel Point Media on that, so shout out to them. If there's any bands listening or anything like that, definitely check them out. The guy's Johnny Roy. He's an incredible videographer, and we're very, very proud with the way the product came out. And Chris, our Chris, our bass player, he did all of the production and everything, the mixing and whatnot. And it's just a fantastic, it just turned out really, really great, and I'm excited to finally put it out there.
And the song itself, would you say it differs a lot from, because you guys released a self-titled EP last mm-hmm. July, so have you seen kind of an evolution in your sound since then?
We kind of have gone through some phases in a way where we're trying to experiment with what kind of music we're comfortable playing with and what people want to hear. And we finally found a middle ground of something that we truly love and something that we know people want to hear mm-hmm. and are expecting from us. And we want to put out the best sounding thing, the most melodic thing, the thing with the best chorus that we have. And we feel this song kind of represents us in the best way.
Yeah, and do you think, like, getting that response, like, do you take feedback from, like, your live shows and things like that, how people react to songs?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've always kind of been more of a live band than a studio band, so seeing the way that people will react to a song live is always, for us at least, a really good indicator of how it's going to go over. And we've tried the song out live a couple times, and it's always been really, really fun. I think it's yeah. probably one of the ones people like the most. So
and now our live show is just more intricate than ever before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's adding a lot.
Yeah, and you guys will be promoting the single out on tour. You guys announced a string of Canadian fall tour dates. There's a couple in August, and then you hit the road for a month in September.
Yeah. Yeah, this week/weekend, Thursday, Friday, the 25th and 26th, we're in Nanaimo and Victoria, respectively. And Friday, of course, being the single release date, our release party for Comfortable is at Upstairs Cabaret in Victoria. On Friday night, we're playing with our friends Valtry and Bodies, who are really, really great bands from Victoria. Check them out if you're listening and you haven't heard of them. And then in September, starting the 7th, we leave, and we're on the road for about a month across Canada, you know, just Montreal and back. It's gonna be a good time.
Will you guys be playing with different bands at every show?
Yeah
there's a few that are repeating.
Yeah, Glen Eagle.
Yeah, Glen Eagle are friends from Kamloops, and they're going to be playing a couple shows with us. I think we're actually rendezvousing with them out east in Toronto. Just our mm-hmm. tours happen to link up, which is cool.
And Windmills as well.
Yeah, Windmills from Kelowna are playing a few dates with us, and Windigo as well from Calgary. So mm-hmm. we're doing a few more strings with sort of regional bands as opposed to playing with just individual local bands in each city like we have before. So that'll be a new experience.
Nice. And you guys did go on a couple more extensive North American tours the past couple of years. Do you think you're going to be doing something like that once you put out, like, maybe a larger release?
Oh, yes. The next year is going to be absolutely jam-packed. Like, we will go to Europe if we can. We're trying to make that
if
happen.
We can afford it.
Yeah, if it's even the least bit financially feasible, we're going to Europe.
Yeah. we're sort of taking this tour as, to practice what we've been writing and to kind of showcase it early on, and then we'll be going into the studio as soon as we come back and then creating something big. We're not entirely sure what it is, but it could be a split EP, could be, we don't know, but
could be a record, could be, yeah, we're gonna be laying down a bunch of songs and seeing what happens, basically.
Nice. Have you guys been testing out a lot of this new material live already, or?
Oh yeah,
I think there's been four, I think, new songs that we've snuck into the set.
Yeah.
We just added another one the other day.
Yeah, so maybe pushing on 4 or 5. So if you want to hear some new songs,
yeah, actually, you know where to find them. the debut, for those of you who might happen to be in Victoria on Friday for our show, the debut of one of our new songs, which I won't name yet, I think is going to be happening that night. So yeah, we're definitely working a lot of the new stuff in.
Awesome, exciting stuff.
Yeah,
we're going to be taking a quick break and playing another song for you guys now. This is "It's All Inside My Head" by The Cut Losses. It is the project of Langley's Patrick McWilliams. They've gone through various lineups and genre experimentation since their inception, but yeah, great track. And this is off the Lightning Dolphin EP, which should be out later this summer.
Indie rock band Parquet Courts returns to Vancouver for an all-ages show at the Vogue Theater with guests Naomi Punk from Olympia and local rockers Wish Kicker on Saturday, August 27th, 2016. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com.
The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The spice is vital to space travel.
The Spice of Life is CITR's weirdest post-rock-based show. We play post-rock and talk about whatever stuff is on my mind. Guests include my mom, George Takei Soundboard, Steven, author of The Heaviest Cat, and any of my friends that couldn't find something better to do. Tune into my mom's favorite radio show, The Spice of Life, from 8 to 9 p.m. alternating Thursdays on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hello, we are back with Hawking on the Permanent Rain Radio.
Hello.
So I was going to talk about, earlier you said you were heading back into the studios after your 1 month tour to work on new music. Mm-hmm. So with regards to songwriting, do you kind of just write songs about like what you're feeling, or do you stick with like a concept or a theme, or what do you think that...
Lately, really, I guess we've been experimenting with different approaches to write songs. I mean, I tend to do most of the lyrics, so I've been experimenting with different themes and different, I don't want to do, like, a whole concept album or anything, but I kind of like the idea of having two or three songs be, you know, prequels or sequels to each other, or even being, call and answer songs, like they used to do with different artists back in, like, the 60s and stuff. But instrumentally, I think we generally just start with, like, you know, rhythm section stuff, a lot of bass and drum grooves, and then we just build up from there. And it's definitely changed the way we write and produce, and I'm excited to see how the album comes out, or whatever we end up doing in the fall.
Are there any bands in particular that you really like, listen to their kind of how they do stuff? And
Agent Fresco and Agent Fresco. they're a really, really fantastic progressive alternative rock, pop, metal, whatever band from Iceland. And I mean, I could literally go on forever about how much I love that band, but they're absolutely incredible. Everything, the way they put their songs together, and the rhythms and the syncopations, especially for players like us who are, you know, more on the music nerd side of the spectrum, it's really, really appreciated. And then they throw all this pop sensibility in with it, and that's kind of what we're trying to do. You know, do, like Chart was saying earlier, you know, do stuff that we really love grooving to and headbanging to and getting into, but also that has, you know, like the clean vocals and the melody and the pop sensibility and the chimey guitars that we're kind of known for. So it's fun.
The one big thing we have to do is communicate our live show to the studio, and mm-hmm. I'm going to speak for Chris and Saul, where all three of us, the whole band, we enjoy the production of any heavier band like Warped Tour band, because they're able to get their live show into the studio, mm-hmm. and the way that it's engineered and produced and recorded. And that's what Chris has been doing for us. He's been able to take something he loves and he knows how to do well, and that's the hardest thing for us, is making our live show into a studio, because you can never translate the energy. But those are the bands that we love to listen to and kind of look up to, and then we follow their footsteps in a way.
Yeah, we're essentially a metal band that plays indie music at this point. You know, we all kind of grew up on heavier stuff. I was blasting Suicide Silence on the way here, and then we go out and play, you know, pop music with like, I don't know, we've got like some synth hooks now even, and yeah, like big melody and harmony, and it's just so fun to blend the genres like that. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So now we have a few fun questions for you. If you were a rapper, what would your rap name be?
Oh,
you guys can answer this individually, or
Riff Raff.
Young Harambe. The meme is stale, man. I'm sorry.
T-balls, like Saul T-balls.
I'm not gonna answer. I can't top that.
There's good. No topping that.
Did you know the question before?
That was...
It's like you had it prepared, right?
Okay, that's good.
And if each of you could be any ice cream flavor, which would you be and why?
Oh, man.
Someone take it.
I'd be cream de la meme. I don't know.
We gotta answer in why.
Oh, and why?
Yeah.
Because I like memes. I don't know. I don't even. I'm not. I don't spend a lot of time on the internet.
I think my rapper name could be a flavor too.
Dude, I would definitely. Yeah, Chris, save us for the love of God.
Okay, it's getting too funny. I'm gonna say vanilla because I'm boring and can't think of a good answer.
That is acceptable.
Green tea. Because I'm Asian.
Yeah, the weird matcha, fluffy green stuff. I don't even know what that. I'm too white.
Some Asian.
Oh my
God.
Good Bubbles answers.
Thank you.
So, you guys do have Canadian tour dates, as we mentioned earlier. When is the Vancouver show?
Well, we just played the Biltmore Cabaret a couple weeks ago, so that was sort of the unofficial tour kickoff type of thing. You know, just a little too early to actually be a tour kickoff. But that was a fun one. We don't actually have a Vancouver date planned for this tour, but we'll probably be doing something in November once we're back and once we're done in the studio. So that'll be, after having recorded, that'll be a really, really tight show, and hopefully we get to play with some local bands that we haven't got to before and do something cool.
We're not doing that because we don't like playing in Vancouver. We just don't want to play a show to play a show. We've already played our show at the summit. We want to be tight. We want to have crazy production. We got, you know, the lighting shows. We got the backing tracks. We got everything. We want to be the best we can be for Vancouver. So we don't want to just put on a show to put on a show.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a pet peeve of a lot of independent bands at our level is, you know, just sort of playing shows because they get offered them or playing shows because they can. And that's definitely a mistake that we've made in the past, especially when we were younger. But now we're really just trying to make every show an event and you know, yeah, go big or go home. Like Chart was saying, we've stepped it up a lot. We've got a whole, you know, MIDI triggered lighting rig that's all synced to all our songs, like down to the 32nd note. It's insane. We've got, you know, tracks and everything live. It's just nuts. So we're just going for it. We're going ham and hoping it catches on.
Awesome. Well, definitely something to look forward to. We'll keep an eye out on social media for that when you guys release it. Once again, Hawking's new single Comfortable comes out on Friday. And yeah, I heard it live when you guys played the media club. Sounded great.
Nice.
Everything sounds great, and yeah, so we'll keep an eye out for a Vancouver show.
Yeah, that'll be premiering on AXS this Friday, so thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
We're gonna play another song now. This is The Monster by From Indian Lakes. They're a California outfit fronted by Joey Vannucci. They have a couple fantastic albums out, Able Bodies, Absent Sounds. The new track's kind of is on the side of airy melodic rock, and this is off his upcoming record, Everything Feels Better Now, which comes out in October. They'll also be going on a decently sized tour, which is AKA US and Toronto. They'll be playing Seattle on November 1st with Made Violent and Wild Wild Horses if you happen to be in Vancouver and want to road trip it out.
Never felt quite right.
Hello, this is the Permanent Rain Radio. Once again, that was The Monster by From Indian Lakes. We're winding down the show now. We have one more song for you guys, I think. Once again, this is my Natalie's last show for a while. Heading back to school, Chloe will continue it, but in a different time slot.
Don't know yet, but if anyone tunes in on the regular, wants to hear their song play, sometime during the week, that's all I can say.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on our social media channels, at the PR press for most things, about when the show will be moving to.
We thank our guests for coming in, Rhea, Jade, and Hawking. This is like our first show with two different guests, so it's been pretty busy, but it's awesome to, you know, come back, and so many people that we've connected with in the past are doing fun things.
And yeah, because they've both been on the show before, and yeah, everyone's working on lots of new big projects. Pretty exciting stuff.
What's up for us for the rest of the week? School prepping a little school.
P&E.
Yeah, we're going to the P&E. Whoops, forgot.
Simple Plan is playing.
On Thursday, so definitely excited for that.
Like 2008 vibes, right?
When did we see them? We saw them once in like...
We saw them when they played at Pat Coliseum. I only went because All Time Low was opening for them.
That was a good show.
It was.
Mariana's Trench.
Mariana's Trench played. These Kids Wear Crowns played. Oh, yeah. If anyone remembers them.
But
I don't think, no, they all have different, they have those side projects now.
Yep.
Yeah.
No longer, man.
So.
Is it about time for the last song? Radio Freethinker is on at 3 p.m.
Yeah, that'd be like random songs, but good songs playing for the next hour if you want to keep listening to CITR. But yeah, we're going to play one more song to close the show out. This is Pedestals by The Taurus Company. It's their newest song. A lot of their tracks kind of have this spacey vibe to them, and I guess they continue to add that spritz of outer space, whether it be through the lyrics, like with themes of the unknown, or their lush instrumentals. They have some synth and some keys in this track. Really great. It is off their full-length album, Apollo, which comes out October 21st. So really enjoy the song. Hope you guys do too. Once again, this is Pedestals by The Taurus Company. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. See you next time.
Poster charm.